This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. For you this week, one more go at insect activity in our landscapes and home areas. Joining us once again is Raymond Cloyd, horticultural entomologist with K-State Research and Extension. The point being, Raymond, we've had a notable drop in temperatures in recent days. Winter apparently is here, making an early debut. So what is that doing to the insect world out there right now?
Well, that's a good question, Eric, because we get that. As insects slow down, a couple of things happen. You know, trees will start dropping their leaves, and at that point, the insects are getting these cues about slowing their activity and then possibly going into what they call their overwintering stages. And that could be the egg, larva, pupa, or adult, depending on the insect and even mite. And then, you know, they'll slow down, and then they'll be ready go through the winter. And the level of mortality of them will be dependent on the environmental conditions, primarily how severe the winter is. And we haven't had a severe winter in a long time. And then they'll be ready to go in the springtime.
So when we look again at what pests might be remaining active and seeking winter shelter, those invasive species will be around for a while.
Yes. I mean, when we talk about nuisance or invasive pests in your home, the Asian ladybird beetle, box elder bug, crickets, millipedes, things like that, they're wanting to get out of the cold, and so they'll be coming in homes. Ants will do the same thing, especially if it's a dry winter time. You know, we recommend, you know, for sealing cracks and crevices as possible. For the ants, you can put bait out. We don't recommend any indoor spraying at all. That's pretty pointless and can result in some indirect effects. And a lot of times when these arthropods come in, they don't last very long because the humidity is so low. Time as you crank your heater up, the humidity goes down, and they just don't survive with those low relative humidities. So eventually they'll die out.
So that's a key point. They will not overwinter in your house and then all of a sudden emerge in a burst in the springtime.
Yeah. Now, the Asian ladybird beetle, and probably many of you have heard of that and experienced it, will go into the corners of a window sill and just stay there, and then they'll get active in the springtime. And we generally recommend, again, just vacuuming them up and then putting them outside.
We'll touch upon this as well, the use of dormant oils on those fruit trees to protect them against insects.
Right, Eric. As soon as the leaves drop, like on your apples or pears or nectarines and peaches, the dormant oils are a type of oil. It's a stronger oil than your horticultural oils, and they're designed to kill by suffocation the eggs of mites and scales that overwinter on your trees. And so this is one way to, you know, nail them and have high mortality on a stage you couldn't get during the regular season. So a lot of fruit tree growers will apply dormant oil, a Volk oil, and that'll suffocate the eggs, suffocate the scales, depending on which type, and that at least reduce the potential for high populations early on in next spring.
As far as product selection, does it matter? Do those products tend to perform equally, those dormant oils?
Well, that's a good question. It really depends on the formulation, the rate, and the concentration. The key is thorough coverage, and of course, you want to get the bark and the twigs, which is where these life stages will be overwintering on the trees and shrubs.
And how much of a window of time do folks have to put those on? We've had some cold weather once again recently. So they still have an opportunity to effectively apply these?
Oh, yeah. As soon as the leaves fall off the trees is the time to apply them. Yeah, because some of these can burn the leaves anyway. But if the leaves are going to fall off, read the label, obviously. The label is the law. It makes one or two applications during the season, the winter time, and if you get thorough coverage, that should be enough to really help kill those eggs from some mites that overwinter and some of the scales that'll overwinter on trees.
But the key, as you say, is thorough coverage. That's the trick.
High volume applications are critical. If you try to skimp on it, you're gonna regret it next year. Yeah.
But this is a great time to protect your fruit trees, in particular with a dormant oil product, and maybe a second application later on in the winter, but get that initial application on right away. Raymond, it's been a pleasure as always, and come springtime, we'll have you back and get back into the insect world horticulturally.
I look forward to 2020, Eric, and look forward to providing education and helping people deal with insect and mite pests in the landscapes and gardens.
Raymond Cloyd with us, horticultural entomologist at Kansas State University. And Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.